Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We're recording, we're live, and yeah, we're back a little sooner than you probably expected. I know that's right. It was just like, was it literally 2 days ago when I recorded that barn burning episode with Sam Buckington? I believe it was. I had a lot of leftover topics that I didn't get to discuss. I thought it would have like derailed the conversation and just not been, they're, you know, a little more minutiae oriented and kind of, I wouldn't say personal, but just kind of like, why would I bring it up? You know what I mean? Quite a bit of neighborhood stuff. Some queries I have in general. And also I got some honestly fairly decent questions in the like 1.5 hours I had my, Instagram story question thing up. So, props to you. I mean, sometimes I don't know what it must be, the weather. I don't know if it's like a numerology related, but sometimes I don't want to be a bitch, but there's a lot more misses than not most times. Anyways, welcome back again. Thank you so much. I haven't done a free episode in a while. Maybe I'll make this free because, not that I think it's going to suck, but like, I just feel like it's not going to be as incriminating. We'll just say that. Another rainy night in New York City. I mean, can you hear that? Hold on. I'm going to crank the mic. Yep. It's giving pitter as well as patter. You know, it was like 70 something degrees today. I was wearing a long sleeve shirt and jeans to work today. I was like, oh, this is the thing about summer dressing. Part of the reason why summer, the middle of summer gets kind of bleak, the summertime sadness, etc. I think there's a lot of factors, quite frankly, but one of them is you have to dress like shit for like 2 months straight. And you're just thinking about how sweaty you're going to be. And like, it doesn't allow for a lot of like personal expression, which I'm not really doing with my fashion. Anyways. It's just like, oh God, shorts and like something with short sleeves. I'm going to look and feel like a dog no matter what, you know, sometimes I'm wearing slides, not slides. What are they? They're moccasins. No, they're not moccasins. Mules. No, wait, what's the fucking like clog? I think I wear clogs, but they're not like, I don't know, heel. Whatever. I'm sockless. I'd prefer not to be. And then, you know, when you're wearing shorts, you put on a pair of pants after like a week and you're like, oh my God, like, holy shit. Like, I've been missing this. I'm going to talk more about fashion in a minute. Actually, I'm just looking at my notes, my handwritten notes. To be handwriting them now. I'm holding my notebook in my hand. And again, it's a lot better than looking at the damn screen. I mean, I'm also looking at the screen, looking at my soundboard. I just don't even know how, like, people do it. It's so hard. Anyways, so the other day, hold on. I have 4 notes that are actually, I think, one day in Greenpoint. Hold on, I have to like, ow. Okay, I'm gonna chronicle just a typical day in the life. It was I think last Saturday. Basically, without naming names, a couple I know had a baby, a 1-month-old. They have a 1-month-old now. It wasn't 1 month old, but it was born. Anyways, another friend's sister just had a baby, and their neighbors and her baby's 4 months old. And we you know, kind of were like, well, let's all get together or something. So I went to a little barbecue at one of those new like condo towers in Greenpoint that are like, you know, 20-30 stories tall. There's, I didn't even realize this, but like on the third floor of one of these buildings, it's like a huge courtyard with like, you know, grills, benches, tables, greenery. And I'm like, oh, this happens in there. Random. On my way there, you know, I'm just feeling a little tired and I'm like, I have to walk about 1.1 or 1.2 miles. And like, you know what? It's not the longest walk in the world, but I could have used some pep in my step. And for this day, I'm like, I think I'm just putting on like running shorts because like if I'm going to walk there and back, like that's over 2 miles. Like I'm basically training for a decathlon. So there's a new Faggy Deli next to me that has I remember they have like a frozen cold brew, and I'm like, you know what, it was very humid and I don't normally drink caffeine, but I was like, let me just fucking try it. Go in there, I realize it's something called a five spice frozen cold brew, and I'm like, okay, that's like kind of an insane amount of spice. I mean, I was like,
what happened to hello, how are you, my name is, what happened to that?
So I order it. It is $8. Comes with a paper straw. It is disintegrated within 30 to 45 seconds. I'm not going to do a whole paper straw spiel. It's been done before. However, it's still devastating and completely defunct. And random, I find it to be fake. And it's just humiliating. I just don't like, I really like don't understand why the fuck this is still happening. Yeah, anyways, the real reason I'm bringing this up is because in front of the Faggy Deli, there were two little blonde girls having a little lemonade stand, and it looked very nice. It was, you know, it was giving more like Martha Stewart than like Marcy Project, so I'm like, with all due respect, I'm not giving these hoes any money. Like, I mean, I want to ask them, like, what do your parents do, okay? Because, like, I'm not, I mean, they were nice at first. Okay, I'm gonna get to that. I walk by, they're like, lemonade. I'm like, okay, I'm going into a business to clearly not buy lemonade. I'm buying something brown. They didn't know that. I was buying coffee brown, and I was like, I can't also buy lemonade. I can have like brown and yellow because it would give bathroom. I can't be walking these streets looking like a fucking hog, carrying around what would look like stool and urine. So I just say, I don't even know what I said to them. I was like, hi. What do you say to like little girls screaming at you like, lemonade? Okay, fine, like whatever. I get the damn humiliating $8 coffee frozen drink, walk outside, and of course I'm accosted again, and they say, you know, lemonade's a lot better than coffee. And I was like literally frozen in terror. I was frozen like my damn drink. And I was like, I couldn't even say anything back to them. I just like smiled. And then one of them goes like, oh, he's smiling. I was like, wait, what the fuck? He's smiling? Oh my God. I was like so upset. I'm like, did I let just like two like 8 year olds like fuck up my vibe? Like, yeah. It's like almost a week later and I'm still kind of like scratching my head. I'm like, Did the mic pick that up? I hope it did. Anyway, so I'm like, well, shit. Let me just like walk to the barbecue. Also, I didn't know it was gonna be a barbecue. I thought it was gonna be like, I thought it was like meeting at like the water. There's like a playground. I'm like, oh, we'll just like chill outside. I show up empty-handed because I didn't know it was like a whole thing. So I meet the babies. I already met one of the babies. I'm chilling with babies. There are also a few other babies, and they're like under 1 year old. Oh, they're all under 1 year old. And let me just fucking tell you, I was dressed so much more poorly than all of these children. There was a 4 month old that had a Kith like button up shirt and shorts and like Nike Air Max ones. And I'm wearing a gray t-shirt and like Under Armour running shorts and like Chaco sandals with socks. I'm not blasting my feet, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well, this is kind of crazy. First of all, I'm like, now I'm competing with a 4 month old. And those little girls, I was like, they're really gonna piss me off. I was like, I can't believe this. Anyways, I had like a delicious burger, and then it started to rain, and you know, it was around probably like, you know, 5:36, and I was like, let me get an Uber to the bar. I was like, what else am I gonna do? Maybe it was Sunday. It was Sunday. And so it's like pouring and thunder, lightning, so much lightning. It was, almost alarming, I would say. It was like, whoa. And I'm at the bar, I go to the bathroom, and, I didn't know this when I went in, but when I was inside the bathroom, there was like a little photo shoot happening. Not a photo, but like someone, like, you know, one of these like young assholes has like a point and shoot film camera. They're just like, honestly, fine. Like, I love people loving photography. It's great. The world doesn't have enough pictures. Let's just say that. But this, I'm going to say lesbian. This lesbian had a camera, and she wasn't pointing the camera at me, but she was kind of standing right in front of the door, and she flashed the camera at her friends, and I wasn't like looking up, and so I thought the flash was so bright, I literally thought that like lightning somehow like entered the bar and like struck right in front of my feet, and I went, whoa. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, okay, it's like supermodel documentary hour. Shout out in the comments if you know that movie reference. I don't know if you'll get it. It's fine. Sometimes I looked like a fucking idiot for like the third time that day. And then just kind of to wrap things up, there was a rainbow. There was a double rainbow. And it's beautiful. Two things happened. One, I posted it, and then someone was like, oh my god, it's the third rainbow in a row this week. Like, the last 2 days have had rainbows. I'm like, what? Since when? It was news to me. So I was like, okay, maybe this is why I'm not getting that many likes on the post. But then I was like, I feel like every single rainbow I've ever seen is a double rainbow. Like, the second one's always not as pronounced, but like, we all know that like stupid ass viral video where there's like probably someone, it was like, I think people were too young to realize that like, oh, he's probably on Molly and that's why he's crying. Like some like hiker in like Colorado's like, oh my god, he's really candy flipping, wearing like Cookie Monster pajamas and being like, oh my god, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. I mean, it is. It's absolutely astonishing. Like, hello. But I'm like, every rainbow I've seen since then is a double rainbow. Maybe, you know, his might have been more pronounced, but again, I'm like, is a rainbow inherently double? Let me Google that. Is a rainbow inherently double? Double rainbows are fairly common, but really bright ones are unusual. Thank you, Quora. Wait, hold on. The term double rainbow is used when the primary and secondary rainbows are visible. In theory, all rainbows are double rainbows, but since the secondary bow is always fainter than the primary, it may be too weak to spot in practice. Okay, they are. They're all double. They're all double. That's fucking major. Right? I mean, did you... I mean, you might have known that. But, it was just like a hunch. And it was proven correct. Wait, okay, speaking of, like, hiking and shit, Colorado guy, should I buy, like, a tent and, like, a sleeping bag? Because I always want to go on, like, little getaways, but I, like, can't afford hotels sometimes. I'm like, should I just, like, literally pitch a tent at, like, a campsite and, like, go to bed? I probably won't do that. But something I've been kicking around, I feel like literally in my apartment, someone, the girl who lived here before me, I have no idea who she is, but I think she left a tent. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that. But now I'm like, just like, not doing it. Never mind. Oh boy. Moving on. Is it not insane that Billie Eilish is still dressing like Lil Jon? Like, it's been happening for a while, I know that, but then the video with Charlie XCX came out, and I'm like, this is, like, absurd. Like, we've reached a level that is, like, unreal. I made a little tweet about it. I compared the plight of Rachel Dolezal and everyone's opinions about her to Billie Eilish and how they don't get the same treatment. And, like, I don't know why. I just... By the way, the Rachel Divide is, like, my comfort movie I put on because, like... Something about her lifestyle, like the home she lives in, I'm just like, this is just like real America. And like, she's struggling. She's a great mother, great artist. You know, she's a very unique, specific individual where it's not like indicative of like a greater trend, but everyone piled on her to the point where she can't even like, I mean, she like has to move all the time. I think she lives in like Tucson now. And Billie Eilish is just like parading around without the East Side Boys. And I'm like, this is so weird. And something I hate about having a tweet that goes viral is that like you get every kind of opinion you could imagine in the comments and the quote tweets. And it's like from like 19-year-olds who have no, they don't have the same perspective as someone twice their age like me, quite frankly. And it's like, have you never met like a dyke before? I'm like, are you like out of your mind? Like, did you forget your medication today? Have I ever met a dyke before? Not every dyke like dress is like, I mean, Anna said it the best. She's like, Billie Eilish dresses like Cedric the Entertainer at a barbecue. Love that joke. And it's like, yeah, I just, you don't have to go, not even in like, it's not even like streetwear, that it's like, it literally looks like a racist Halloween costume. And I'm like, whoa, okay, I guess we're just fine, we're fine with it. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not trying to get her fired from her job as like a musician at like Sony Music. I don't fucking know. I just think it's like literally so strange. And be like, why are you even talking about Rachel Dolezal? No one talks about her anymore. Yeah, I know that, but like, if they were to talk about it again, their opinions would have not softened or changed. So like, that's what I'm getting at. Can't even explaining it or bringing it up again, but here we are. I mean, the only reason I think that she's getting away with it because she's like queer now. Which I just think people are like, ugh, let's not even bother, let's not even try it. They don't want to go near it with a 10-foot pole anymore. They're like, oh, she's queer. And that's reflected in the comments I got. They're like, she's, have you never met a lesbian before? I'm like, I know plenty. I know way more than most people. And I would say that out of 95% of gay men, I respect lesbians more than all of them. And I don't have to prove anything. I think you just, you know my track record here on the pod. I've seen every episode of The Real L Word at least twice. So clock that T. Okay. Speaking of kind of a generational divide, I guess everyone knows that like Gen Z drinks less than millennials. And I was like, why is that? Are they health conscious? Are they too tightly wound? I don't know. But I was like, what if it had to do with like, cause I remember like really moving to New York and it was like, you know, hipster mayhem. It was Williamsburg PBR. It was Little Mustache. It was all that, you know, someone from the Midwest that moved here wearing one of those like Native American, like tie dyes, like the wolf screaming at the moon. And everyone kind of like I don't know what word I'm trying to say. Trying to like be like, is that okay? And it was like a huge thing being like, is drinking cheap beer like okay? I think so. It's like we kind of can't afford anything else because we're 21 years old. And I'm wondering if Gen Z saw their millennial brethren, like their older brothers and sisters, having to go through that hardship and be like, let's just, I don't want any smoke. I don't want to even go through a semblance of that. Because it was hard. It was tough. I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking a beer. Is that weird? Like, it's just what they have at a bar. God. Anyways. I noticed another thing. While I was at work, I won't say where, but it's a shared, there's like lots of different artists with studios and people bring their guests in. And I thought maybe this is a one-off thing, but it happened twice with, women. I don't know if women have proper staircase etiquette. It pains me to say that, but I'm going to break it down for you. So the staircase where I work, I'm on the second floor, but I have to go downstairs to carry large, heavy objects up and down the stairs. You know, I can do it with like one hand sometimes, and I would like to use a railing, quite frankly. And this happened once today and once last week where someone else in the building was letting their friend in. They're walking up the stairs. They're kind of, I'm walking down the stairs. And if you're walking down the stairs, the railing is on the right. So if you're walking up the stairs, the railing is on your left. And I think most people know in New York City, kind of right is, wait, what's it called? Right rule? Rule is right. Right is law. It's like you just always, you follow the rules of like car traffic. Like you stick to the right when you're on like a subway platform, anywhere. It's just like kind of what we do here. So I was walking down the stairs and I'm holding something fragile made of ceramic, and I'm like, this, I mean, people also just like don't look up when they're walking upstairs. It's like you don't need to, like, you can like kind of, you know. So I'm obviously sticking towards the side with the railing because I would like to hold on to it so I don't fall down the stairs. And then there's like a woman, you know, maybe this is a coincidence, but it happened twice, so it's there's verifiable, repeatable data. They're kind of like in the middle. They look up at me and then they go towards their left side, which is my right side. And then they grab the railing. And then I have to like get out of the way of them. Is this translating? Because like, you don't need to really hold onto a railing if you're walking upstairs, especially if you see someone like struggling with the fucking, like, what it, I was like, this is crazy. And the stairwell is a little wider than most. It's not like, you know, it's not like the fucking Met Gala carpet steps. It's just like a little wider. It's an industrial building. It's a little wider. And I'm like, oh, sorry, excuse me. A couple weeks ago or last week. And then it happened again today with a different person. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, does this even sound like something worth noting? Because I feel like it absolutely does. Worth noting. It's so rude. And I don't know. I'm trying to, like, maybe understand the psychology of it. It's like, either they're trying to punish me because I'm gay, or they think I'm straight and they're like, let's watch him suffer. I don't know. But there's got to be some kind of psychological game happening, because it's not intuitive to need to latch onto a railing when you see someone coming down. Like, you need the railing when you're going down because you'll fall down the stairs. You don't really fall. You can, like, trip up and, like, you don't need the railing. I mean, we understand this, right? Like, you need the railing more going down. And I was just wronged so severely twice. I mean, if it happens a third time, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't know what I'm going to do. I just, after the first one, like, this will never happen again. That was so weird. Like, why would someone do that? And then it happened again. Yeah. Anyways, I was thinking about why some people's political opinions are so stupid and, like, unfounded and, like, just not well researched. And, I think a lot of people are just kind of dumb, but I also think that they're dumber because of social media and because they follow mostly hot people and not, like, smart people. And the people that they think are smart are just, like, talking heads that have, like, a lot of follow. Like, who, I'm trying to think of a specific person. But, you know, there's people on Twitter that have, like, 80,000 followers. And they think they're, like, basically regurgitating party talking points. And they're not really thinking for themselves. They're just shilling. But then people think that they're, like, the only kind of voices there are out there. They're not following independent journalists, is what I'm getting at. They're not following independent journalists. And why would they? Because all they care about are Speedos and G-string bikini. I got a suggested ad on Instagram today, and it was first this app. Oh my god, it was so harrowing and menacing. It was like an AI app that makes your body look so good and, like, realistic. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, I mean, we all know people, like, you know, like, Lars the Pippin's, like, editing her photos. But I'm like, are people in my life, are, like, the Fire Island gays that I'm friends of friends with, like, are they, like, body tuning on this fucking app? Like, why wouldn't they be? Like, they probably are. Well, I don't know. Because they actually do look psycho in person, too. And I'm like, I don't know how people do it all. They have, like, a good job. And, like, they eat clean. And, like, they work out. And I'm like, holy shit. And they have, like, a dog. I'm like, how are you, like, also making time to, like, go clubbing every weekend? And, like, sucking and fucking. And, like, oh, my God. It's, like, unbelievable. Anyways, sound off in the comments if you edit your body on Instagram. I would kind of like to know. Well, this episode is really about me just noticing stuff. Next topic up is it seems like twinks are, like, trying to sound really serious about Drag Race, and they've introduced this new term called package about, like, a collection of like drag queens looks, they'd be like, oh my god, Gottmik ball package looked sickening. And I'm like, first of all, you're saying ball package and I'm realizing that's funny, and also you're talking about like a trans dude. I'm like, all right, whatever. Ball package, okay. And it's like, then there was always like Gottmik hair package this season was crazy. I'm like, hair package, like, it's not coming out of a box. Like, what do you mean package? They came out of nowhere, and it's just like being normalized at a rate that I find astounding and freakish. I don't like it. It's just like weird. It's like too serious. I'm like, package? Gottmik hair package this season? What? I mean, I know they have to like think about their looks ahead of time, but like, who cares? You don't need to. I mean, you could say like hair collection, hair ensemble, like something, package. What the fuck? It sounds like you bought it at a store, which, I mean, we're kind of at that point where it's like, wait, what was that? Some queen on, oh my god, her name's like Lemon, on like Canada's Drag Race, bought this like cat suit. It's like mirrored, and it's like literally, okay, it's not a cat suit, it's like literally a suit of a cat. Like, it's like furry, but it's made of like mirrors, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's the best. Like, Brad Grassi's like, this is gonna go down in history. It's like one of the best looks of all time. And it was literally just like directly from Amazon.com. And I'm like, okay. It did look kind of cool for a second, but I'm like, I don't even think this is drag. It just isn't. I have an open mind. I'm not so traditional. However, what the actual fuck are you doing? You're just like a furry, but instead of fur, it's mirror. I mean, listen, if Toko the dog came strutting down the runway, I would get my ones out. You know what I mean? But this is nothing of the sort. This is no Toko. She's no Lemon is no Toko the dog, okay? Also, just kind of, I think Toko has a new friend, a husky, and I think that's great. And they seem to be having quite a bit of fun together. So props to them. I feel like the Kardashians are like actually kind of like Amish or like Mennonite or like Mormon. Like, there's something I haven't thought about this enough. It's not a full-fledged topic yet, but I'm just thinking out loud. There's something about their family structure, the way they procreate, and like mercantilism. I mean, I guess they're just Armenian, but I'm like, also like, there's something, well, they're religious. I don't know. There's something about, because they don't like drink. Well, Kris is actually, damn. Kris Jenner puts like me to shame. She can really knock them back. But she also gets shit done. You know what I mean? Oh my god, who cares? Okay. I started applying deodorant differently. Normally just kind of like 1, 2, 3, 4 up and down. I'm going like so. I'm not going like to my elbow, but I'm going like up, and I'm going down to almost like my nipple. And I'm just like doing like 12 strokes. I'm just like, let's fucking do it. Let's just fucking do it. I am still using The Rock's new deodorant brand, Papa Tui, which I don't know if I recommend it. I don't really care. Deodorant, toothpaste, body wash. I'm always just like trying something new, because I'm like, I don't really, you know, it's just kind of like, it's not going on my face. So like, what's the fucking, like, what's it going to do? You know, I don't know. Keeps things a little interesting in the bathroom. God. Okay, I'm going to pause, and I'm going to smoke a cigarette, and I'm going to answer some questions. Yes, this will be a shorter episode, but I did record for 2.5 hours, like, a day ago. So, thanks for sticking with me. And I'll be right back. Question number one. I wrote these down so small, I can't even read them. Hold on. What's a cultural trend you want to see end between now and New Year's Eve? I think gay guys listening to music, I would like to just see stop for like 6 months. It's just not, it doesn't feel organic or like right, or there's no soulfulness to like the commentary on music. It's just like metric streaming. I mean, I talked about this with Sam last episode, but it's just really unfortunate and really just like anti-art. And it's just like, it is just like measuring a popularity contest, and no one talks about how like truly try to think of like anything you've seen or maybe even heard in your natural life. Has anyone like ever discussed like how Charlie's music makes them feel, or what they really like about it, or even like Taylor Swift, or like, I don't even like Normani. Like no one's really seeming to be touched by music, and yet it's all they can talk about, and it's so embarrassing, and it's setting our community back. Just like, we're doing it to ourselves. I don't even fucking care. Okay, next question. Question number two. If you had to have a pet, what would you have? I mean, a cat. Give me a couple cats in the country, then go in and out. I don't fucking care. But then you have to, like, I don't know how to okay. The only thing about a cat is, like, I have nervous energy. I don't think I could trim their claws. But then, like, can the vet just do that? But you have to, like, put the cat in, like, a car carrier, and then, like, oh my god. Then you want to go away. What do you do? Have someone cat? No, I don't want a pet. Yet. I mean, I'm open to a cat at some point in my life, but it's got to be a cat. Two cats would be nice. Two cats in the yard. Next question. If you had to leave New York State, what state would you choose? Probably California or Hawaii. Yeah. I don't really feel like explaining. Like, I mean, like, where else would I go? You know, not going to Florida. It's looking weird. Hot. Too hot. I mean, California is like the biggest state population wise. I think there's different areas. You know, you can go to like Palm Springs. There's some lakes. There's like, you know, Montecito. Wait, is that right? Or Big Little Lies was, you know, is that bridge? Seems gorgeous. Big Sur. Never been there. I'd like to go. Because I do like driving, and like little trips don't daunt me. So I could kind of get around. It'd be fun. Next question. How do you type in papyrus on Instagram? Okay. I will tell you guys. I don't feel like explaining on Instagram because, like, I don't think they really deserve it. So, you're on your little Instagram story. You have to select Comic Sans. You can't select any other font. It has to be Comic Sans. And by the way, I don't even know how this works or why it works. It's not some like extension. It's not a plugin. It's not like a face filter. It's just like, is the way it is. And it's never discussed. But I'm going to tell you. So you are on your Instagram story. You've selected Comic Sans. You just type out the word papyrus. P-A-P-Y-R-U-S. Once you type the word papyrus, it just will shift from Comic Sans to papyrus, and you can delete the word papyrus, and then you start typing. But you have to type everything in one go. You can't like type a line and then hit next. It'll like revert back to like Arial or like the equivalent. It's just like you have to do it all in one sitting, in one post. But again, you type out the word, literally you type out the word papyrus, and then it changes to papyrus. Delete the word papyrus, and then you can type to your heart's content in papyrus. It's so fun. I like was doing it for a long time and then literally just forgot. And I don't know how I was reminded of it, but I'm back. I'm just fucking, I don't think I'll do it every time, but it could be effective for certain things, you know? I think people are impressed by it. It's fun. Papyrus is fun. Okay. Next question. What were you like in middle school? Kind of a good question. It was a weird time. So it was kind of like in like, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I was kind of able to be friends with like girls and not have it be like a weird thing. But then, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth grade kind of rolls around and it's like, why is he here? Like, you know, the parents be like, I'm like hanging out with like the volleyball team and it's like me and they're like, what the fuck is he doing here? And like, I didn't have a lot in common with all the boys. So I was just kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't, maybe it was like hanging out with my grandma a lot, honestly, but like, I think I had friends, but, the boys were just so like rambunctious and insane. I was just kind of like extremely off put by that. But, and I was also like extremely short. I was like one of the shortest kids, you know, in eighth grade. I was like the shortest, not the shortest, like very short, kind of fat. And then ninth grade, I just like rock. I was like suddenly rocketing in height. And I think maybe like eighth grade, the neighborhood boys would come around. They want to like use, I had like a basketball hoop and then they would just like play basketball and I would just like sit there and be like, okay. and then high school, I was like just friends with everyone. I was like merging the gap between, the girls and the boys. And I was, I'm not afraid to say it. I was popular. I wasn't like a jock. I was still doing loser shit. I was like doing like math club and I was like class treasurer and I was like playing tennis, which was not a chic sport in my hometown. It was like tennis and bowling were like the loser sports. God, yeah, I don't know. Middle school, ugh. I don't have like fond memories of it at all. It's a weird time. Yeah. Anyways, okay, we just have like two more questions left. Unless, let me look at my phone. I don't have my phone. Well, whatever. What is your ideal cash register interaction and what would your style be as a cashier? Ideal interaction would just be like them complimenting my appearance. I think like what else would they, I mean, like if someone was just like in the morning, you're kind of like getting a bottle of water and like, and someone was like, hey, you look nice today. I'd be like, wow, holy shit. That would make me feel good all day. That's the ideal interaction. As a cashier, I mean, I did work retail at a vintage store, like 12, 13 years ago. My style was just like greeting some, I'd be like, hey, how are you? Or like, blah, blah, and like leave them alone. Let them look for a while by themselves. Cause here's what people do. They're like, hey, how are you? Can I help you find anything? Okay, let me know. Like, I'll like, and they're like, follow you. I'm like, don't just leave me the fuck alone. If I'm hanging around for a while, then it clearly means I might be serious about buying something. Then that's when you, hop in. It's when you tap in. However, respect the browser. Okay. Get off everyone's ass. I would maybe compliment them like, oh, I like your bag, or like, oh, are you looking for anything in particular? Like, and you know, they'd be like, not really, but like, I kind of like this thing. I'm like, oh, you know, that actually reminds me of some other things. Let them kind of guide you. You know, there's also some items that I really liked that no one ever looked at or bought. There was this like jumpsuit from like the 30s. It was so cool. It was kind of like buried in the like racks. And I'm like, you know, this might actually be something for you. I mean, if you want to check it out, no pressure. You just have a sense of ease as a cashier. If you're going to be a cashier, I don't know. I don't know how many of your cashiers. Please feel free to sound off in the comments if you're a cashier. I would love that. I mean, that was like my favorite job, honestly. $10 an hour. 10 big ones. I would just like, oh God, that was a mess. Like, it was truly a mess. I came to work at noon and would sometimes just have to go behind the curtain and sleep on the floor because I had not gone to bed. But I had a really cool coworker, and we traded responsibilities in that way. We kind of, you know, we were communicative, and I'm like, girl, today's not the day for me. Anyways, we are at the last question, and the question is, what music do you put on in the car for hours long drives with other people? Okay. This is a very good question because it is so, I like don't even know. Cause like I make playlists for myself, but they're very erratic. And like, I would never like, they're basically to motivate me to like walk outside the apartment. So they're a little agitating, little irritating song choices. And I'm just like, oh fuck, I don't know. I will say, and this is the God's honest truth, I do play Sam Buck's KFM Complete Spotify playlist. It's all the songs he mentions on his podcast. Very long country mix that has contemporary stuff, older stuff. To me, it's just like incredible behind the wheel. Because like, if you're driving for hours, you're probably in the country. And that's where country music makes sense, you know? I don't want to listen to fucking Arca or like FKA Twigs when I'm on Route 17. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be like, like, I don't want that. I want to cruise. I don't have a ketamine induced mental breakdown. A playlist that I haven't actually listened to these in months, but, the Olsen Twins fashion brand that we all know and love, The Row, they have monthly playlists, kind of a mixed bag. Typically pretty contemporary, but they have a lot of like older, you know, soul or like jazz kind of peppered in, and it's a nice mix. You know, it's not maybe like road trip music, but it is like, if I was like bartending it like somewhere, if I was bartending at the Quiet Cocktail Bar, I'd probably put that on. A little bit more urban leaning, which I mean, if you're road tripping through like a city, I don't know. It's like honestly fine no matter where you are. But like, again, my answer is the KFM Complete Spotify. It's like so long. Actually, let me just like take a gander and see truly how long this, oh my God. Spotify has fucked me again. Maybe it's just not the browser, but the app. Like all my playlists are like gone. They're literally gone. Let me search KFM Complete. Like, it should just be there, and it's not. Okay. It is 564 songs, 31 hours, 36 minutes. So I think that'll get you there. I think it'll get you there. I typically listen, like, you sometimes do shuffle, but sometimes I'll just do, like, the most recent and then down because it's very constantly updated. Thank you, Sam. If you're listening, you probably are. Yeah, I mean, you know, that kind of about does it for... I mean, we almost did an hour. Wait, okay, I do have a story to tell you. Wait, this is, like, kind of embarrassing. Okay, no, I'm going to tell it because I'm, like, committed to doing an hour now. So I'm going to talk very slowly. So anyways, after... Actually, in the middle of recording my episode with Sam, my friend Paris, he texted me and was like, hey, I'm at Palace, this bar that is, I'll just say it's very close to my apartment. I'm going to text him back. I'm like, hey, give me like an hour, hour and a half. If you're still there, I'll hit you up, whatever. And so I hit him up. He's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just pop in. You know, I get my Miller High Life. And Pals is like a very big, spacious bar. It's like, inside it looks like the outside of a Tudor home. It's kind of, it's was built, I would probably, I don't know. It's giving like 100 years old. It's very cute. I think within the last like 7 or 8 years it's under new ownership. It's no longer like sedentary veterans pissing themselves. It's now tattooed production assistants who have a bad attitude and a cocaine addiction. Anyways, I meet Paris there. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. Like, lovely. We're playing darts. We're having so much fun. And the point of this story is that, like, a woman called me a gay misogynist. And I was like, okay. Someone's never listened to the pod. I only speak so highly of women unless they're in my way on the staircase. Okay, so let me rewind. So I'm like playing darts with my friend, and these two women are so drunk and like they're irritating me. They're also just like kind of like they clock that I'm a homosexual, and they're just like only talking to my friend because like they, I think, both want to like fuck him. And I just felt like invisible and just like really annoyed that they're like not even trying to be somewhat friendly. They were just like feral animals. Also, like, I think at least one of them had, they were barefoot, they'd taken their shoes off, and it's like a splintery floor. It's like you're on like the poop deck practically. It's just like wood, and I'm like, oh my god. Okay, I was a little miffed, and it kept happening, and I'm just like, oh my god, like Jesus Christ, like I was just annoyed. Does it sound like I was properly annoyed? Because it just, like, maybe had to be there. I just, like, didn't like, I guess, being minimized. I was just kind of like, hey, you know, you're, like, actually, you've been interrupting my conversations, like, almost, like, a dozen times. And you're not even, like, acknowledging my presence. So, like, it's just weird. I found it to be fucking weird and actually so rude. You know what? They were so rude. So one of them, just kept like, she was like, my friend was like, like he was losing at darts, and he's like, but like by like 1 point, I'm like, girl, we're about to finish this game. Like, can we just finish the damn game? And she said something that like rubbed me the wrong way. Cause I'm like, oh, you're like really trying it now. And I was like, you know, and my friend had kind of like walked away to like get his beer that was like set against the wall. And, I said to her, I'm like, you know, by the way, he has a girlfriend and they live together. And she's like, you're a fucking gay misogynist. I'm like, what does being gay have to do with anything? And she like stomped off. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Was that misogyny? Was it gay misogyny? Like, what's the fucking difference? I think gay misogyny would be like, girl, you look fat. Like, that's gay misogyny, which I've never done. Maybe this was just like regular, degular misogyny. I was pushed to a breaking point because I never, also when I said it, I was just like, this is like kind of funny, but I'm also just like, I'm being a girl's girl. I'm like letting her know. I'm like, you're kind of wasting your time and ruining my night by being annoying as fuck. Yeah, I was labeled a gay misogynist. And I'm like, do I have to like think about that? Like, I mean, sound off in the comment. Do you think I have to really think about this more than I already have? Or was this just an insane, rude, drunk person that was just grasping at straws. I'm leaning towards the latter. I'll give myself 20%. I'll give her 80. I didn't have to say that, but like, is it that bad? Gay massage. I was like, wait, what? Like, you think that's what I'm doing? I'm just like, well, you haven't heard anything yet, but I kind of think she was, hold on, you know exactly who she looked like? She looked at this, honestly, you know the actress in Search Party, like the girl who's like missing? Like it looked kind of exactly like her. And like her shoes were off. I could have said a lot worse. I could have commented on the barefoot thing. But I guess I inadvertently kind of like called her a homewrecking whore. Which I think I'd do it again. I mean, whatever. It was like 2 a.m. Like, whatever. But nothing good happens after midnight. I'm never going to Palace after midnight. Or maybe again for a while. I think I need to let that cool off. But I was like, literally, like, I was like, fine. I was a little drunk, but like, my God, it was like, you know, I feel like it was a casual. Oh my God. I was doing, okay, let me just like set the scene a little further. When my friend Paris was like, oh, I want to play darts anymore. Let's just see whoever gets a bullseye next wins. I was like, okay, period. I step up to the line. I throw a bullseye. I'm talking the red tiny circle, not the green one. I just hit the bullseye. I'm like randomly so good at darts. And if I was like wasted, you think I'm going to hit a dart in a bullseye in the first fucking try? No, 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 no. But and like, yeah. Okay. Find me one gay misogynist that can even play darts. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. But actually, maybe my limp wrist kind of helps me with like releasing the dart. Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to try me in darts is basically what I'm saying. Okay, my God, enough. I'm gonna play a song, and it should be hopefully at least 3 minutes. So we do over an hour. I mean, I can't believe it. I was like, honestly, gonna ballpark this episode at like 34 minutes, but no, I just can't shut the fuck up, especially when I'm talking about myself. This is so sad what I do here every week. I'm like, why doesn't the podcast take off? It's like, no one cares about a weird thing that happened at the bar. Talk about a movie or like the news. I don't know. I mean, I actually do both of those things. Whatever. Okay. Let me just pick out a song, you guys. In honor of the Britney Spears album Blackout getting a new reappraisal from Pitchfork, they only gave it an 8.1. However, I did think the article is actually very well written and very insightful. And like whoever wrote it, I don't know their name off the top of my head, but they had a lot of specific knowledge about the time this album was released. I'm like, okay, this person knows what they're talking about. Got an 8.1. Brat got an 8.6. So clearly I am not happy about that, but I also don't give a shit. Blackout, probably my favorite Britney album, and like top 10 albums in general of all time. So we're gonna listen to Freak Show, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Tell a friend about the pod, and also like that the $10 tier, $200 episode guest spot, it's still open. So far only had one person do it. Kind of thought there'd be maybe at least a handful, but times are tough. I understand. I appreciate everything. The financial support, the emotional support in the comments section. It's very nice. You guys literally rock the house down. So yeah, talk to you soon. Here's Freak Show. Bye. Rub, 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 rub
10 p.m. to 4, and I came to hit the floor. But you knew before, but if you don't, then now you know. But tonight I'm about to mash, make them other chicks so mad. I'm about to shoot my ass, snatch that boy. Snatch that boy. Snatch that boy. Me and you, doing how we do. Set the floor up, up, up. Tell them to make a room. They wanna know. Tell them to make a room. They wanna look. We can give them a encore. Make it up. We can show them it's in tabletop. Freak, freak, it's so outside the norm. Some superstar-ish pushing hot Bugatti whips. Like a new designer fits. We can do it if you
will. Okay, I'll just say, God, this album is so cool and fun and sexy and, like, actually makes you want to have, like, a good time and dance and not, like, literally feel like you're ODing on cocaine and, like, tensing up, like, every song on Brat does. Thanks again, guys. Oh, we're over an hour. God bless America. Again, talk to you soon. Also, the conceptual layers of this album, like, it just, it didn't really, I mean, I think it landed at the time enough, but, like, my God, this is an artifact of history. Everyone knows that. It's not that hard to comprehend. Okay.
Grab us a couple boys to go.